Greetings, this is the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. I've only had 4 drinks of coffee, 4 sips of coffee so far, just got out of bed. It's raining here in Fort Collins. Only 4 drinks of coffee, I'm already smarter than all of you fucking statists out there. It's 5 sips of coffee now. Okay, I keep talking. I just talked recently about how trust devices can't be trusted. I keep talking about how Facebook is the pre-crime division of the state. Okay, I keep talking about how technology is going to bite you in the ass. Here I am, barely awake, and here it is. Okay, bicyclist is convicted. Wait, where'd it go? Bicyclist is convicted of... Where is it? Want to get it right. He has pleaded guilty to committing felony vehicular manslaughter while riding a bicycle, according to the media, which, I mean, they're the media. It must be true. This is the first time this has ever happened. I'll put the links. Here's the 2 important things. Let me read this to you. La 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 la. Before Bosch was hit with a felony. Okay. Boshier, and I may be pronouncing his name wrong, was hit with a felony rather than a misdemeanor after witnesses testified that he ran several red lights and a stop sign before colliding with Hui. Hui, if I'm pronouncing him wrong too, probably, is the person who died. Boshier was the guy riding a bicycle. Because the cyclist was using a GPS device to track his route, authorities were able to determine that Boshier was traveling 30 miles an hour. How many times have I told you that your cell phone will be used against you? That GPS data that tracks everywhere you go? Who is it that predicted GPS units in automobiles would track your speed and send tickets to you? I said that. It's coming true. Here we see it. The authorities used his GPS device to determine how fast he was traveling so that this could be used against him in a legal case. Now, let me come over here. The other article. La 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 la. Gascon. That's how his name looks like it's pronounced. G-A-S-C-O-N. Gascon. Gascon said prosecutors argued during a preliminary hearing in March that the Post did not show any remorse as defense lawyers argued. So... The bicyclist posted, so the bicyclist blew through this red light or yellow light, depending on who you ask. He hit this man and kept on cruising. He didn't stop. Okay? He then posted about this incident on the internet. Why, yes. I hit another person at 30 miles an hour because my GPS was tracking me with a fucking large metal object known as my bicycle, and I kept on going. I didn't even stop. And now I'm going to post about it on the internet. Why? Because I'm a stupid motherfucking 99%er. In a way, this is sad. Because this is what's coming for bicyclists, is bicyclists are another great untapped group of people that can be fucked over by the state. But in the same time, this stupid motherfucker deserves what he got. He got something like, where is it? Oh, 3,000 hours of community service and probation or something. I could have that wrong because I don't give a shit. But he didn't go to jail. But the point is, he deserves it. Okay? When you hit somebody with your bicycle going 30 miles an hour and you keep going, you don't stop to see if they're okay, and then you post it on the internet, you deserve what the fuck you get because you're fucking stupid. You're just fucking stupid. Okay. So anyway, it says here, the incident drew, I'm going to go back, the incident drew widespread attention and criticism after Boshier, while in the hospital with his injuries, he had injuries? How the hell did he get injured? Posted his thoughts online to the Google group Mission Cycling AM Riders. Gascon said prosecutors argued during the preliminary hearing in March that the post did not show any remorse, as defense lawyers had argued. Quote, it gave us a window into his state of mind at the time, unquote, Gascon said. Beauchere said in the posting that the traffic light was turning yellow as he approached the intersection. Quote, I was already way too committed to stop. I couldn't see a line through the crowd, and I couldn't stop, so I laid it down and just plowed through the crowded crosswalk in the least populated place I could find, unquote, the post said. It later added, quote, I hope he ends up okay, unquote, in an apparent reference to Hoy. Okay, so you're using your GPS, so the government can track you, and you fucking run, you deliberately run your bicycle into a crosswalk full of pedestrians. I mean, he deliberately did this, and so you put it on the internet. It's like, you people out there are so fucking brilliant. The government, the corporations, the state is watching everything you do, reading everything you do. And you're so fucking stupid. You do shit like run a bicycle into another human being at 30 miles an hour. And you post it on the internet. Can you be any fucking stupider? I'm asking you. Can you get any fucking stupider?